Jeff in the Morning. It's time now for our Monday morning conversation with Lori Lashua. She's the owner of our H&R Block office here in downtown Tumwater. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Jeff.
Nice to meet you, Lori.
Nice meeting you, too.
Is it, we're not to the Christmas holidays yet, Tara, but it's not too soon to start talking taxes, huh?
Correct.
Okay, so with that in mind, our conversation this morning is going to be directed primarily to small business owners, correct?
Correct, and the new beneficial ownership information reporting requirements through the federal government that's coming up.
That sounds like a lot of stuff way over my head. So let's bring it down to a layman's terms. What does this really mean at the end of the day, Lori, especially for small business owners?
So in the state of Wisconsin, if you have any type of state registration entity that you have to file with the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions, you are getting pulled into this new BOI federal reporting requirement.
Okay. What does BOI mean?
Beneficial owner information.
Okay.
So you have to go onto the federal website and report. You're going to be reporting as the company, and you're going to be telling the federal government, as the company, who your owners are.
So this must be something very different that as a tax preparer, you want to make sure that your clients and others know about this. Otherwise, they might be blindsided, correct?
Correct.
Okay. How different is this? These new rules as opposed to what business owners are used to now?
It's completely new.
Okay. So this is going to be like a total redo.
Correct. This is completely new. It's part of the Corporate Transparency Act that got passed in 2021,
okay,
but this part of that regulation just took effect in 2024. For any existing businesses prior that were in place prior to 1/24, have until 1/1/25 to apply or abide by this.
So we have a deadline coming up here. It's only a little better than a month away, maybe 6 weeks.
Correct.
Okay. So for in the next 6 weeks, small business owners need to know some certain things. So that's what we're going to go over.
Mm-hmm.
But there's breaking news on the topic. You knew that we had to talk about this about a week or so ago. I noticed was the first contact here that you had something that you needed to tell the folks. But now there's breaking news since then. So how has this changed?
So a federal judge in state of Texas did put a temporary injunction on this, ruling that this is likely unconstitutional.
Okay.
But it is only a temporary injunction.
Just by going over the little bit that you went over with me here, it kind of seemed like this kind of sounds like the government trying to peek their nose in people's business where it doesn't necessarily belong. Yes, no, close?
So they're trying to cut down on money laundering, human trafficking.
Okay.
That's what they're saying.
And those are good things.
Correct?
Yeah.
The problem comes in, there's 14 states in this country that when you register some type of LLC, corporation, small business with you at your state level, because that's where all entities become alive.
Okay.
Is at your state level.
Okay.
Those 14 states do not require any owner information when you do the registration. So law enforcement cannot find who the actual bottom people are on these businesses. And these, you know, the bad guys are, you know, smart with this.
Yeah.
They're layering and layering, you know, this business owns this business and this, you know, amongst these 14 states. So that's where they're really going after. But unfortunately, it's pulling all of us into this.
So it sounds like the law was created for good intentions, correct? But sometimes good intentions have unintended, not so good consequences.
Correct. And when our government gets involved in things,
usually gets messy.
They get messy.
Yeah. So the best way, so for small business owners, how would you address them directly? If you're a small business owner in this situation, what do you suggest people do?
I would suggest that you file, because this injunction is temporary.
Okay.
If it gets picked up by a higher level judge, I mean, it could actually get put back into place by 1/1/25. You know, given our time framing, maybe not, but it could.
Okay.
But at any given moment, it could be back on. So you need to be ready to file it if you choose not to file. And that's going to be probably a decision, your personal decision, and maybe even you should probably seek legal counsel if you choose not to do that.
And for businesses not using H&R Block, they should contact their accountants ASAP. And I would assume that a lot of accountants probably know about this, and maybe they're making phone calls, or people shouldn't take that for granted.
They should not take that for granted.
Okay.
You know, it is, because of this, it is all over the board. Some states have ruled it's an act of law that accountants and CPAs cannot touch these. Some states have ruled accountants can. Some states have ruled that accountants can, depending on the complexity of the business.
Okay.
Leaving that way open-ended. Wisconsin has not. I've talked to other, you know, people in the industry in the state of Wisconsin. Some firms are not touching these. Some firms are. It's just all over the platform.
So how do the small business, just to make it clear, and I think you said this right off the bat, but just to clarify again, how do business people know if they fall into this category or not?
They can go to the government website, and I would go directly to the government website. It's FinCEN, FinCEN.gov/BOI.
I'm just impressed that you know all this stuff right off the top of your head. You're not even looking at notes, Lori. So that's very impressive. You know this stuff inside and out, and that's why we need people like you to figure this kind of stuff out. Is it too early? Have people, we haven't got to Christmas yet here. We're still Christmas shopping and getting that done. Most folks haven't even thought about taxes, but if small business people, they might have this on their mind already. Is it, so it's not too early to get on this?
No, it's not too early. The website with the FinCEN has been open since 1/1/24. So you can do it at any given time. And I want to clarify small businesses. It's not just small businesses that are getting pulled into this. So a lot of people have family land in an LLC,
okay,
or hunting land in an LLC. Because an LLC is just a legal status. It's not a tax entity.
Okay.
So you could have an LLC that's not running as a business. But because you have this land, you have assets in an LLC, to avoid liabilities for any one individual, you are getting pulled into this.
Not all small businesses are LLCs, but all small business LLCs, whether they're in business or whether, like you said, it's just a group of people with a piece of land, they will be affected by this, and so they need to know about it.
Correct.
Got it. So that's the main. So the LLC is the main thing here,
yeah,
right?
Or if you do anything on that state Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions.
Okay.
If you basically, you get that little blue postcard in the mail every year to do your annual reporting with the state of Wisconsin, or if you're another state, whatever that state does, basically I know Wisconsin.
Why do you think some of the people, why was this injunction placed? Why do some people have an issue with this? If the intended consequences were to cut down on human trafficking and money laundering, why do people have a problem with this?
You're given a lot of information. You
okay.
do have to upload driver's license, you know, which, I mean, the government has regardless if they really wanted it.
That's what was going to be my next question. What information are they looking for that they don't already have? Is this just to make it official, or are they looking for stuff that they don't have?
It's basically those 14 states that when you register that you're not telling
okay.
who anybody is.
And because you're here, Wisconsin is one of those states.
No, nope, Wisconsin's not.
It's not.
Nope.
Okay. So how does this affect our local small businesses here in Tomahawk?
Well, we're all getting pulled under the federal requirement.
Okay.
So it's basically was based off of those 14 states, but they didn't singularly out those 14 states. So they pulled
everybody
in the country.
Got it.
Under the filing this new federal requirement.
As a professional in this line of work, I know it's sometimes it's almost impossible to figure out how a judge is going to decide or anything like that. But what does your gut tell you on this, Lori? Do you think this is going to go through? Do you think that they're going to have to reword the whole law? What does your gut tell you?
I think it's going up to the Supreme Court, and I don't.
And then you never know.
You never know.
Okay. So, but chances are, you know, we like to protect our personal information as much as possible, and that's usually a good thing. But sometimes when the bad guys are out there, we need to do things to get a foot up on the bad guys, but not step on our own rights too much.
Correct.
That's basically the bottom line here, right?
Yes. And not doing it, the fines for not doing this, if this continues and this temporary injunction gets lifted and we get back under the federal requirements, they're extremely punitive.
So because of the injunction in place right now, people may not have to do anything, correct?
Correct.
But you're thinking that this injunction will be lifted and then people are going to have to go ahead and follow through with this stuff. So you should at least be prepared. So how can businesses prepare for this one way or the other?
So they need to know their corporate name, their trade name, if they have a different mark, like local marketing name that they go by. They need their corporate address, their EIN. And then they need to determine who their beneficial owners are. And that is people who have more than 25% interest in the company, have substantial voting rights, or even like employees who have significant access to their checkbook, the company's checkbook, could be considered a beneficial owner.
Okay. So that's the other operative words here, beneficial owner, and identifying right. those people in any small business.
Right. And then there is kind of a catch-all if somebody has substantial control, decision-making, there is that catch-all. So that's where, and I think that's where the, people don't want to touch this is because of determining who that beneficial owners are.
And some people that might be in things hardly at all of a sudden find themselves in with both feet.
Correct.
Okay.
And then we do have to remember we are a community property state here in Wisconsin. So even though a spouse may not be on your LLC state registrations, in by statute of what a community property state law says, it is pulling your spouses into this federal requirement. So you don't have to change it on your state side, but you do have to put your spouses on for your, as a beneficial owner.
On the federal side.
On the federal side.
Got it. And so this is something that I would have to probably listen to three or four times, Lori, before I really got a hold on it, but I'm starting to get there. So I appreciate that. So bottom line is for our small business owners, if you have an LLC, this is something that you should address immediately. Don't wait. Don't wait on what happens with the courts because you don't know what's going to happen with the courts. And you said if you choose to just ignore this and somebody comes knocking on your door, there's going to be quite a punitive penalty to be paid.
Correct.
So
it started out at $500 a day. They did raise the law for inflation. So it's up to $591 a day. And it's not just one $591 a day. It is $591 a day for the company and each one of its determined beneficial owners.
Boy, they're serious.
Yes.
They're very serious about this, so this is not something to be ignored. So marching orders for small business people. Here's the thing. I'm assuming a lot of small business people that have us on right now, Lori, are conducting their business like they are. They're maybe catching some of this in the background. But the bottom line for these people to know is they need to contact their tax preparer ASAP.
Yes, or their lawyer or something and be ready. And if they're choosing to follow the injunction, that's fine, but you probably should. Then you need to make sure that you're following it and knowing
right.
if it gets put back into place.
And by then, all the accounts are going to be a lot busier than they are right now, I would assume. So putting this off, really, there's no benefit to putting this off for a small business person.
I don't think so.
You're a small business person. Are you having to go through all this yourself?
Yep.
Okay. So, but you went to school for all this. You know this stuff inside and out. So that's why we need you to cut through all this stuff. So the people just need to make a call. If they're not getting all this, the bottom line is they should know there are some significant changes with the taxes that small business people will be paying here this next time around. You got to get on this ASAP. Lori Lash was the owner of H&R Block here in downtown Tomahawk. This is really good information. And even though we're dealing with Christmas stuff right now, I got to start getting this tax stuff on the top of our minds and getting ready to get right at it. As far as the rest of us taxpayers, while you're here, Lori, what does H&R Block offer the rest of us?
I do the tax preparations. I can do accounting, bookkeeping, payroll.
And it doesn't matter how big a business or small a business, no matter what your income is, no matter where you work, H&R Block is here to help.
Mm-hmm.
And are you accepting new clients all the time?
I'm
be careful how you answer.
I'm getting close to having to maybe cut off, but yeah.
Okay, so you've got a full slate of clients.
Yes.
Well, it's a good thing that clients have you looking out for them. And those of us who have accountants that aren't at H&R Block here in Tomahawk, we should be wondering, how come our accountant hasn't told us about this yet if you're in small business? But I would assume that most of them have, right?
It's been all over the board.
Really?
Like other people that I've talked to, because I did a couple of these classes for my clients.
Okay.
You know, last tax season, I went on a fact-finding mission. To figure out who all had LLCs, because a sole proprietor and a sole proprietor LLC makes no difference in my tax world.
Okay.
Because that LLC is just that legal liability protection status. So a lot of them I knew, but a few of them I didn't know.
Okay.
And then I went on that fact-finding mission to figure out who had that land and property in those LLCs that weren't running it as a business. So that's last tax season. I was on that fact-finding mission. But other people that I've talked to through either some of the classes I held or the community I did some community education classes through the new school program with this. If people called and asked some of their accountants, they were giving them the information, but the accountants weren't always forthcoming and telling people.
Maybe they were waiting to see how this court thing settled out, and then they would, but who knows why.
Yeah.
But we know what it is as it is here today. You're telling your clients you've got a big PowerPoint presentation that people can look at. But short of that, is there any other ways that people can look into that before they start picking up the phone and calling their accounts?
The FinCEN.gov.
FinCEN.gov. What is that website again?
FinCEN.gov. They're the government agency through the Department of Treasury that has got tasked with administrating this whole requirement.
And what is it called again?
BOI.
BOI.
Beneficial Owners Information.
And that's what they're going to be looking for when they get to the FinCEN.gov website.
Yes. And be very careful when you go there, because even when you type it in directly, if you're doing like a Google search engine, that is not the first one that comes up, because there is a lot of third party.
People pay for those top spots and they're not necessarily where you want to go.
Correct. And basically, they're not going to help you decipher who your beneficial owner is. You're going to tell them the information and then they're going to take it and do a data entry into this site, and they're going to charge you a lot of money for that.
Right. Right. So this shouldn't, and that's the other thing, this shouldn't cost money to get this information.
No.
So people should know that too.
Yes, this is a free filing. This first one is not an annual filing. It's an initial filing. But if there's changes to any of your company information or your owner's information, including an updated driver's license or passport picture, then you would only have 30 days to do changes.
Got it. Bottom line is there are deadlines coming up. If you want to stay on the right side of the of your taxes, you need to get on this here right away. And Lori Lashuette, H&R Block in downtown Tomahawk, can help you. She's got room for a few more clients, but not too many. So don't wait. Don't put this off while you're thinking about it today. Start doing something about it. Either make yourself a note to get at it another time, but don't put this off, and please don't forget about it. This could be very important to your small business, and Lord knows, people in small business have enough things to worry about. They don't need another thing, do they?
Correct.
Yeah.
I mean, you just, think about the fines. You're 30 days late. You're potentially in the tens of thousands of dollars in a fine.
Boy, yeah, we don't want that. So get on it right away. Lori, you're a lifesaver for a lot of people here being here with us this morning. So I really appreciate your forethought on this and getting the word out. We're glad that you chose us to get the word out on. If people have more questions, can they call you at the office?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you can either help them out, bring them on board, or you can at least show them again where to go.
Correct.
Got it. Lori, thank you very much. Any last words here for you today?
I'm good.
Okay, you're good. And I hope I was better than any assistant principal you ever had to sit in front of.
Correct. This good. Is way outside my comfort zone.
You did fantastic, Lori. You can come back and see us anytime.
All right.
Thank you very much. Lori Lashua from H&R Block right here in Tomahawk. And again, small business owners, if you got an LLC in that small business, you need to get on this ASAP.